produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Glory with Cynthia. This is a great day that the Lord has made. It tells us in Psalms 5:3, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. I am definitely waiting for some good news from the Lord, because this is another bright, sunny day that he has made, and we can feel the rays from the sun that has given us the heat to allow our bodies to be energized. I have a special guest today I'm going to introduce you to. Her name is Leah Springs. I've had the opportunity to work with Leah on a couple of our shows and, of course, in the studio, and she is an enlightenment to work with. She has a wonderful company that is called SpyFi. She's going to share with you what that is all about. So right now, if we all would just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale out, and give God some glory at this moment as I introduce her to you. Well, Leah, it is my pleasure to have you here on Powerful Wellness. We are doing some great things here, and we just love the young spirit and the youthfulness of those who want to bring something different during this time and this season. So just tell the audience about yourself, and of course, I want to know what SPIFY means, and then they will understand it as well. So thank you, Leah, for joining me on Powerful Wellness, which is the morning glory that is lifted up from the sky of our Lord.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. So I love to dance. I love to also spend my time at the feet of Jesus, just giving him my glory, just appreciating him for the glory that he gives back to me. So SpyFi is a business that I created in August that it follows being spiritually fit, physically fit, and intentionally fit. And we follow the Lord's prayer and his promises for us. And we use those as ammunition to strengthen ourselves through life, through the movements that we're doing sometimes, because they can be hard, and just to get us back connected and aligned with God.
So Leah, on that note, what does S mean for a SpyFi?
So the S in SpyFi is going to be spiritually fit.
Spiritually fit. So when we're spiritually fit, it gives us an opportunity to give back to the Lord all we have physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally as well. But also we have to look at the things that God has allowed us to do during this time. And because we're spiritually fit, the mental piece of our mind has to correlate with it. So what about the P in SpyFi?
So the P in SpyFi is going to be physically fit.
Physically fit, so spiritually and physically. Yes. Now, what about the I?
So the I is intentionally fit. It's one of my favorite ones. Spiritually, it being intentional is something that if you're in the spirit, you can lose yourself. So being intentional is something that is needed. It's needed to anchor yourself to God. It's needed to anchor yourself in whatever you're doing.
So we want to anchor ourselves in being spiritually and physically fit, but make sure it's done intentionally.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, because we make it as a part of our routine, it becomes intentionally done. So those are some of the things we want to do, is not procrastinate, but we want to move forward and just do what God wants us to do. Just be ourselves and move forward. So now what about the F in SPY-FI?
So the F stands for fit and fitness.
So fit and fitness. Is are you getting it? It's kind of like all going together. Because when we're giving God glory in the morning, especially during morning glory, we celebrate his name. We enter into his courts with praise. We lift up our hands, and then we let our mind begin to connect with the Lord spiritually and physically. And we want to make it intentionally, because we're thinking about how God has given us this investment so that we can be fit to endure the task that he has before us. What about why?
And so it's S-P-F-I. So the I in the SPY-FI is intentionally fit. It just is finishing off that word of fitness.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, so what I would do is I'm going to jump in when it says the why. Why we do this? We do this because it is the great I am. And because God, he is the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, and he is the host of hosts. So when we wake up in the morning, it tells us that we should celebrate by lifting our eyes up to the hills, and which our help and our strength comes from. And because of our help and our strength and the spiritual capabilities that we use to connect with him, which is through the resources that God has given us, which is the word, because it says the word is true, and that we can lean and depend on that word and not go and just trust on what we believe.
Yeah.
So if we think about this on this morning, look at how many times it says morning, morning in the Bible. It tells us it's 200 times at least. They speak about mourning in the Bible. So we're going to take just a moment right here to take a deep breath. So Leah, let's just take a deep breath. And then we want to talk about what does it mean to take a deep breath in SPY-FI, being spiritually and physical and intentionally fit, and that God has given you that, because this is something God has given you to start your business. So this is your business, your ministry, and this is the investment that God has put into you. So audience, let's take a deep breath in right now. We'll all exhale, and we're exhaling. We just want to let everything that's in us to be released out. So we're going to breathe in one more time. And we're going to exhale out, because you know we have things that are in us that we've consumed. So it says we're going to release it like the consuming fire to burn things up. So we're just burning things up right now. So Leah, again, just tell the audience a little bit more about you, because your movement is part of your morning glory. So tell me about your morning glory. What do you do in the morning?
Definitely. So in the morning, the first thing, as soon as I open my eyes, I typically wake up when the sky wakes up. And so as soon as I see the sun rising, I open my eyes and I thank God for the day. Just, it's the best way to start my day. And I found that if I don't start it that way, it's not going to work out in my favor. And so I just thank God for the day. Thank God for allowing me to be here and to hear him. And I love to know that it's God's breath that's actually in my lungs that is fueling me throughout the day. I love to know that I'm connected to him. And so I try to dip back into that throughout my day in anything through a constant mode of prayer, a constant position of prayer. I like to posture my heart to him so that I'm always listening and I'm always hearing from him.
Well, what if you're not a morning person, you're a night owl? You know, some of us like to soak into God's word at night because we're so busy in the morning, and not too busy for God, but because of the type of jobs that we have and some of the responsibilities that we have taken on. So we have to really do that part of serving God and being at his feet at nighttime. So tell me, what would you say to the audience if they're not a morning person and we just have to give them night glory? Because, you know, we can give them glory late in the evening all through the day. Mm-hmm. But we definitely have to etch out that time. Well, we know God is always listening, so his ear is always inclined to hear what we have to say through our prayers. Yeah. So what would you say to that person that they just have to give them night glory instead of morning glory?
I'd definitely say the best thing about God is that he is omnipotent and he's always around. Doesn't matter what time it is. I've woken up at 3 a.m. and just called on him and have been comforted by his presence and his spirit. And so he's always there. He's always willing to be there, and he wants to be there. He's so gentle, always there, knocking on the door slowly, like waiting for us to let him in.
All right, so remember, it says knock on the door, and God, he will answer. So yeah. Seek and you shall find, yeah. And ask as well, and God, you shall receive. But it tells us in Isaiah 26:9, my soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. So on that note, let's all just take a moment and think about the goodness and the mercies and the joys and the promises that God has already answered. So if we all would just close our eyes for a moment and know that God, he is a healer and he's a deliverer and he's divine, he's sacred, he's precious, he's pure, he's loving, he's all that and more. That is just a few just to say who God is. But I do say he's a way maker.
Yeah.
And he's an answer to all unanswered questions. Everything that we're seeking, God will open up the door and give us the resources as long as we step forward and move by his will and his grace. So if we would just take a moment now, just bow our heads. And I'm going to ask Leah at this moment just to pray for those who may not be spiritually and physically and intentionally fit. So just give a prayer of grace over a listening audience, or even some of those who might want to come back and listen to this program later. So Leah, just lead us in a prayer and just let them understand Spotify and how you can put that as a part of your morning glory each day.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Father, for being here. Thank you that your mercies are new every day. Thank you that in the morning there is glory, and even in morning there is glory. I thank you so much for being here, Father. I thank you so much for the people that are tuning and listening. And I just pray that you comfort them, you stay with them, and strengthen them throughout their days, Father. I thank you that you are the hindsight, the foresight, and the insight that we need throughout the day. And there is never an area in our life that is left unturned. And I thank you that you've already scoured and done everything in these areas that we may need help. I thank you that all of the aspects of our lives will be for your glory. I thank you that you're here, and I thank you for all these lovely people. I praise your mighty name, and in your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. On that, all of us should be running at this point. Why don't we all just move our legs, lift up our arms, and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is good. He is good all the time. And we can just serve a God who is good, and he will never, ever turn his back or forsake us. So, God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because your morning is exactly what you said it is. You looked at it and you said it is good. And God, you created heaven and earth, and we thank you. Because right now we loose up our prayers to you, and we ask that if there is anyone that's listening on this radio program on today, that Father, that the breath, Lord God, of you, God, would just breathe down on them and cause a shaking in the atmosphere. Things that are holding or attached onto them, Lord God, that it will be released and broken, Lord God. And Father, that if there is any twist or turn that's coming in their lives, Lord God, Father, Father, we say you put a halt to it, Lord God. You put your hand up. You say you can stop death from coming, Lord God, into our houses, Lord God. Stop it, Lord God, even when we're in a car, from another car coming to attack us. So we say that no weapon shall form or prosper against us in any endeavor, any thought, Lord God. Anything that we put our hands on or touch, Lord God, we say that you are, Lord God, the way maker of it all, and you are the strong tower, and we stand, Lord God, at your feet, God, and we serve you, Lord God, with goodness and gladness, and we serve you, Lord God, with every ounce and every piece of strength that we have in our heart. Now we ask, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, will bring a healing, Lord God, spiritually, to those who are listening, Lord God, and then physically, Lord God, to those who have the desire to move, Lord God, let it be intentionally done, Lord God. God, and then with the intention part, Father, let it be an expectancy, Lord God, of your move, Lord God, that people will be steadfast in all that they do, Lord God. And then, Father, you will wrap them up, Father, that they may endure as they run this race, but keep their eye on the prize, Lord God, as they have the will, Father, to become more fit and physically fit, Lord God, for the morning and for the glory that you have established on this earth. Now, let there be morning glory in all of our lives. And open up your blinds, open up your curtains, open your door, Lord God, and let the sun come in, for the sun will set you free. So we just thank you, Lord God. Now, God, let's just one more time. We thank you for Leah for joining us on Powerful Wellness with Cynthia. And we thank Finding My Way Network for allowing us again to come on in Josie's Inspirational Radio. We ask that you bless the staff and Clara as well, but all who are connected to this ministry, Lord God, bless them. Bless them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. But then take a paintbrush, Lord God, and paint their dreams vividly so it's clear and they can see it. So again, on this day, you have been listening to Morning Glory with Cynthia and my beautiful, wonderful guest, Miss Leah Springs. And Leah, I want you again just to give a recap of what FPIFY stands for, how you say it, and what it means to you, and just give them like a little snippet of how God gave that to you.
All right. Being spiritually, physically, and intentionally fit. SPIFY is the name of the practice, and God just gave it to me. I was very involved in yoga and meditation and those things, and he wanted me to put him in it. I found myself in yoga classes or meditation classes praying to him and realizing that that was the missing piece that was not in the class. And he gave that to me to give that missing piece out to the world, his acceptance, his love, and his power and his glory.
So his power, his glory, and his grace. So we're going to soak in it, because it tells us to soak in his word daily. And even if you miss a day soaking in his word, don't beat yourself up, but get back up and go back to your routine so you can be spiritually fit intentionally. Okay. So thank you again for being on Morning Glory with Cynthia. And it has been my pleasure. And we want to say this scripture one more time, Psalms 5:3, in the morning, Lord, you hear our voice, and in the morning we lay our request before you, and we are waiting expectantly. So be expecting of something remarkable happening on your life. Again, you have been listening to Morning Glory Wellness with Cynthia, and my special guest was Leah Springs, talking about her wonderful mission that she's going to spread all over the world, which is SPIFY, S-P-I-F-Y. And you can get in touch with her also if you were to go to her Facebook page. And Leah, do you have a website?
I do. I have a SPIFY Facebook page as well. So you can find that, S-P-I-F-I, SPIFY. And you can find that from Leah Dance.
Leah Dance, okay. And Leah is spelled?
L-E-I-A-H. And Dance, D-A-N-C-E.
Okay, so there you have it. Thank you for joining us again. May God continue to bless you. And this was a beautiful guest, and it was my pleasure. Amen. And we see you on the next time. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.